Imagination Studio presents Star Wars Jedi Quest IV, The Master of Disguise by Jude Watson. Read for you by Jonathan Davis. Civil war had raged on the planet Haradin for 10 years, and even the ground showed the scars. It was pockmarked with deep holes left by laser cannon fire and grenade mortars. Ion mines had blown hip-deep craters into the roads. The Jedi had heard the explosions from cannon fire all afternoon echoing off the bare hills. The battle was 20 kilometers away. The wind tore across the fields and whipped up the dirt on the road. It brought the smell of smoke and burning. To Anakin Skywalker, it looked like something out of his nightmares. Visions of a world of devastation, where a cold wind numbed his face and fingers, and he trudged endlessly without arriving at his destination. He gave no outward sign of fatigue or discomfort, however. He was training to be a Jedi, and being a Jedi was all about focus. But Anakin was not yet a Jedi Knight, merely a Padawan. So though his pace never flagged, his mind kept slipping away to brood on his own discomfort. He could take the cold and the danger and the empty stomach, but he had grown up on the outer rim planet of Tatooine, and he hated the sand. He hated swallowing and tasting it. He hated how it found every opening, every gap in his tunic and leggings. He hated how a stray speck always managed to lodge in his eye. Ahead of him walked his master, Obi-Wan Kenobi, with another Jedi Knight, Sawara Antana. Next to Anakin trudged Dara Thel-Tanis, a fellow Padawan. He glanced sideways at Dara. Her eyes were on the road ahead. Her pace hadn't lagged since they'd begun this mission. They had been walking for 3 days. She did not seem to register the fatigue Anakin was feeling. She must have felt his eyes on her, for she leaned closer to mutter under her breath, "What I would give for a bath." "And a cold glass of Juma juice," Anakin added. Dara sighed. "Whatever you do, don't say that again." Anakin would have grinned, but he didn't want to get sand between his teeth. Ahead, Obi-Wan and Sawara walked at the same steady pace. The focus of their concentration was complete. Not a stray pebble or slight disturbance in the dirt missed their notice. The Jedi had been called to Haradin on a mission to rescue 5 scientists who were on a Senate-sponsored mapping mission. They had been caught on the planet when hostilities suddenly erupted after a ceasefire. The scientists had been pinned down in the countryside. Unable to get to their space cruiser, they had sent an urgent distress signal to the Senate. The 2 forces on Haradin had agreed 3 times to a ceasefire in order to give the scientists safe passage, only to erupt into violence again before the scientists could get to their vessel and leave. Finally, the Senate had appealed to the Jedi for help. It was feared that the scientists would be held as hostages or bargaining chips in the battle. Outsiders had not been welcome on Haradin, and the political climate was volatile. Afraid of being captured, the scientists had moved from deserted village to deserted village just ahead of the soldiers. The last communication the Jedi had received was 3 days ago. They could only hope that the scientists were still somewhere in the area. Time was running out. Roving patrols posed a constant danger. They had been walking since daybreak, searching one abandoned village after another. "Tanuri is ahead," Sawara said, consulting the map on her datapad. "Let's hope we find them there." She scanned the far distance, her keen gaze analyzing the puffs of smoke from the grenade mortars. "The battle is getting closer." "It will be dark in an hour," Obi-Wan said. "That will be better for us." Sawara grimaced. "Maybe. Haradin may be low on large-scale weapons, but they have plenty of nightscopes. They fight anywhere, anytime." Through the wind and dust, Anakin saw shapes ahead. Small buildings built close to the ground. The village. On one side, he saw trees stretching to the hills. After we find them, we can double back through the forest to the transport, Obi-Wan said. The shadows were long on the road now. They walked into the empty village. Heavy shelling had taken place here. None of the houses or businesses were intact. If the scientists were here, they had hidden well. The Jedi did not want to call out. There was always a danger of snipers in this area. Snipers who did not distinguish between visitors and enemies. They searched methodically through the half-destroyed buildings. Anakin's heart grew heavy as he kicked through the debris of ordinary lives. A pot, battered and black. A boot. A scorched roll of bedding. A toy. There's not much to a life when you think about it, Anakin considered. Dara stood frozen. She gazed down at a tiny crib. A scorched piece of linen trailed on the floor. Dara? Sawara's usually brusque voice was soft. Come along. They moved through to the next house. It had suffered a direct hit. There was only rubble. Anakin could hear Dara's slow, even breaths beside him. He knew she was concentrating on her breath, slowing it down, trying to focus. They walked back onto the street and stopped in front of the next building. Obi-Wan and Sawara exchanged a glance. Anakin reached out to the Force. It always took him just a beat slower than Obi-Wan to feel it. The living Force was here. Obi-Wan headed left, Sawara to the right. With a glance, they ordered their Padawans to follow. Sawara went first, headed through the doorway like shimmer silk. She was known for her grace and flowing movements. Obi-Wan followed, keeping to Sawara's left. Anakin and Dara stepped through.